as I am calling Jason Cancer this morning, and I think I actually called the wrong number the first time, which I'll acknowledge here in a moment, as Jason's on the line with us here on WWIB. And my apologies for ringing somebody else's phone that is not yours this morning.
Amazing.
Yeah, I did it by memory. I tried to do it by memory. And some of the, I can say, because if they don't know the initial digits, they won't call your number.
Yeah.
But what yours is, I went with like blank, blank. Yeah, the last digit was a zero, which is yours isn't.
Okay, so sure. Yeah.
That would lead to problems if one did that, and that's what
right.
this one did. So anyhow, after it rang, you know, a couple, I thought, you know, I could do this. And it's not like I was fully confident, but.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that happens. Probably not to a lot of people at 5:45 in the morning, but.
And if they did answer, and I did ask, are you willing to go on the radio and just chat for a few minutes? And they said, yeah, I might just not call you that day.
Sure. I mean, maybe that should be your next plan, is that you just take a couple days a week, just call random phone numbers and bring people on the air with you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. All right, so it is a brand new day. And
it is.
April 23rd.
Wow.
Overslept a bit this morning on my end, and so, like, but it was not too bad.
Okay.
So, yeah, got here.
I've been getting up too early, so.
You've been getting up too early?
Yeah, 4:30, 4:15.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have not even looked at Wordle today. How is it? Just an overview.
It was an interesting word today. I had to take a little bit different approach than what I normally do today.
Okay.
I managed to get it okay, but it
right.
was not a not my standard approach.
I've been following your program of the three words to begin with. So
yep.
do you mean you?
Well, I started with my same word,
yeah.
and then I went to my second word. And then I was like, my third word that I normally use is not going to be helpful here.
Okay, all right.
And so I had to think about what were the possibilities given the letters that I had already found. And so ended up going with a different third word,
okay.
which was definitely helpful. And so got it on number four today.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So are you my Wordle coach?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I should be a Wordle coach.
I think you could be.
Yeah. I mean, I've lost 13 times over the time I've played.
Oh,
so.
Well, whatever. Not in yeah. a year.
No, just overall.
Yeah.
I think those must have been very early on when I was playing because
uh-huh.
I think tomorrow marks a year.
Wow.
And so that I've gotten them every time, you know, in the year. So,
are you hoping for a Wordle cake to celebrate?
I don't know. I don't know. It should probably be like five cakes or something like that.
Oh, boy.
That are green, yellow, and
yeah.
black.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Well, we have arrived at Acts. We are going to embark here. Acts chapter
sure.
1, verses 1 through 3 today.
Yeah, and that says, in my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive, and he talked to them about the kingdom of God.
Hmm. And in Jason's first paragraph on those first three verses of the book of Acts, in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles it this way. Once again, Luke wrote to Theophilus, whose name means friend of God. Luke wanted Theophilus to understand that this account, what you know as Acts, is a continuation of his gospel. Gospel of Luke. It's good to remember that these stories are a past of the larger story that I've been telling since time began. In his gospel, Luke wrote about my son's birth, life, death, and resurrection, providing evidence that my son had risen bodily from the dead and revealed himself to his disciples over a period of 40 days, continuing to instruct them about my kingdom.
Yeah, you know, so again, I think that idea of Theophilus, there's some question, was that a specific person or was that just saying, hey, you people who are friends of God, right? This is the story I want to tell you. And, you know, Luke had this very well-researched gospel, and then he continues on with a very well-researched history of the early church. And there's just so much good information in here.
So today's show, bringing up two songs in my mind, and one of them was Can't Get Past the Evidence by For Him. The other one,
sure, that's a good one.
Friend of God by Phillips Craig and Dean. We'll try to go to both of them. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you later. Yep.
Shook Family Dental has a gorgeous office with a homey feel and every modern convenience, including TVs overhead with Netflix to make your dental visit relaxing and enjoyable. Why shouldn't it be?
What if you don't want to leave, though?
Right? That's the thing. I know. That's the thing. It's like, can
I'm
I finish?
In the middle of a show.
Let's do another crown or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's Administrative Professionals Week, and some real administrative professionals were asked to weigh in with the craziest things their bosses have ever asked them to do, and this is eye-opening about all that they put up with. Goodness.
Yeah, for instance, someone was asked to inspect the boss's sandwich every day to make sure it contained no tomatoes.
Because couldn't be bothered doing it himself. Things that have been asked of administrative professionals. One boss asked his administrative professional to drop off his pet stool sample at the vet. Quote, he left the container on my desk while I was out having lunch.
Wow. You work for me, so here. Here was another request that was made. Call around for a used toilet to replace one that had broken in the boss's rental house.
Why used? Can you afford new? How about this one? Crazy things that have actually been asked of administrative professionals. One was asked to throw a surprise party for a company vice president's dog. Not son or daughter.
Oh, boy, boss, you're barking up the wrong tree. Here's another one. This request was made. Would you look for anything suspicious looking after someone had called in a bomb threat?
Wouldn't you call the police? Not your administrative professional? I'm not sure.
Two more.
Two more crazy things that have been asked of administrative professionals in this Administrative Professionals Week. One was asked to stuff tissue between the boss's upper lip and teeth after he chipped a tooth and then glued it back together.
Oh, boy. Sorry,
boss. Don't have time to get to the dentist.
Yeah. But you got to cover a lot of things as administrative pro. And finally, someone asked to spray the boss's bald head with sunscreen.
That is true care.
Maybe comparatively, maybe that wasn't as bad. There you go. Some goofy, odd requests here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Tuesday trivia, your chance to win on the Wib Wake Up Show on this Tuesday, April 23rd, here on WWIB.
And we have not one, but two prizes for you. We have a great light gray, very comfy-looking T-shirt that says Finish Strong on it. It's a size medium, and we would love to put that in your hands, along with a three-disc album from Maverick City Music. So music and a very comfy T-shirt can be yours if you can solve this by calling 715-723-2555. Without further ado, our Tuesday trivia query is this. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. Do what? Surprisingly, about 15% of us do what? 715-723-2555. Give us a ring here and let us know your response. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. We would love to hear from you.
All right, they're slow to call in, so I'm going to give an example here. Surprisingly, Caleb, is it possibly that we eat breakfast before brushing our teeth? Is that it?
It is not.
All right.
It is also not drinking orange juice immediately after brushing your teeth.
Okay. All right, so we've cleared two things off, but what else might it be? 723-2555, 723-2055. I think the medium-sized T-shirt is promoting a Danny Gokey song because that's the only one I could find called Finish Strong.
It's a pretty cool shirt, actually. Yeah. I like the light gray color. Again, surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do what?
By the way, Danny's birthday tomorrow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chris from Eau Claire.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
What do you think?
Is it flossing?
Flossing.
Is it flossing? And dentists everywhere would be disappointed if 85% of us don't floss and 15% do, but it could be quite accurate.
Is that it? It's not it.
Sorry, it's not. Chris. Thank you, Chris. Call us back. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. Do what?
Hi, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Yo, Tony, what's up?
Not much. How about do their own taxes?
Do their own taxes?
Yeah. Could that be what it is?
Sure. Right after tax
day.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Tony.
Sometimes the listeners think so logically, like, it must be this, you know, because after, and that would make sense, but it's not.
Sometimes we're logical on this show, sometimes
a lot
not.
Sometimes we're not. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton's Triple Falls.
Hey, Clayton.
Let's say, instead of using toothpaste, mouthwash.
Ooh.
Oh, so skip the toothpaste and just, you know, hey, use the mouthwash, swish, and
plus,
go.
Our first couple of examples tied into teeth. And could that be it? It's not it. Sorry.
Call us 715-723-2555. Surprisingly, about 15% of us do what?
Yeah. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Sarah from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Sarah. We're big Chippewa today.
Hi. Is it drive stick shift or manual?
Yeah. Oh, like know how to drive a manual or stick shift?
Or actually do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Either way, we'll take either answer, but that is unfortunately not it.
Thank you, Sarah from Chippewa. 715-723-2555 here in the WIB Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia.
Could we get a third straight caller from Chippewa? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh.
Is it the Chippewa trifecta? No, it's not. All right. Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris from Eau Claire.
All right. Good morning, Eau Claire.
Is it changing your own oil in your car?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Cause a lot of people probably just take it. I guess I know I do.
Right.
I take it in to have it changed.
Yeah, me too. I got to do it today, actually, at Birch Street Auto. That's not it, though. Sorry.
Thank you, Chris. Good guess, though.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, Todd. How did you do the evangelism deal with our friend David Holmbeck? How'd that go at Red Cedar?
Yeah, it was great. David Holmbeck's amazing.
Yeah, he is. Well, so are you, Todd. You're amazing. Todd, you're amazing.
Right. We've built you up, Todd. Now, what's the answer?
I want to say only 15% plan for retirement.
Plan for retirement.
Wow. That's scary.
This trivia is sponsored by the Pat Couture Show, which you can hear tomorrow evening.
Synergy, too. The financial planner in Menominee, too, right? That's not it, though. Sorry.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, we're kind of running out of answers here, Caleb, so I think we're going to save this one until 8:15.
All right, we'll give you another chance to win on Tuesday Trivia. Think about this. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. What is it? We'll give you another shot next hour.
Tuesday Trivia, round two.
715-723-2555, the number to dial. We want to give you your chance at winning a great size medium comfy T-shirt that says Finish Strong on it, and also a 3-disc album from Maverick City Music. All of those can be yours if you can figure this out at 715-723-2555. Our question, surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. Surprisingly, about 15% of us do what? 715-723-2555.
All right, so Dave is from Fall Creek. He's in Rice Lake, and he is the first caller. And Dave, you have some confidence here that maybe you know the answer.
I think I do.
All right, what is it?
Take a nap at work.
Take a nap at work.
I'll tell you what, I am prone to do that. My second job, my sales job, now that we have a wonderful couch, I even did it in the other one. Caleb can do it at home. Is that it? No. I guess
it's
you can't
not.
Take a nap at work at home, but anyhow, still.
True. I wonder, like, if you telecommute or work from home, if you're more likely to take a nap at work?
That's a good
I don't know.
Question. It does help to have a nice couch.
Get a power nap, too. Be refreshed the rest of the day.
I just need it. It's so good. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brecken from Rice Lake.
Hey, Brecken.
What do you think, buddy?
I think use a laundromat.
Use a laundromat. Wow, well thought out.
Yeah, great guess there. That's not it, Brecken. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. Call back. 15% of Americans surprisingly do this.
Yeah, and you will be surprised when you learn. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Debbie from Duran.
Hi, Debbie.
I would say a pep talk. In the morning.
A pep talk.
A pep talk. Like give a pep talk or get a pep talk?
Give yourself one.
Okay.
Affirmation.
15% of people giving themselves a pep talk. That's not it, but hey, don't be discouraged, okay? Have a good day.
Yes,
we want to give you we try to give people a pep talk every day.
Yeah, because we wanted to call back.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all.
But right now, nobody's in the batter's box. Everybody else is just kind of afraid of the pitcher here. Hey, congratulations to Cooper getting a hit last night.
Yeah, I almost put it in sports. Yeah, The River Bandits fell to the Crystal Orthodontics Trash Pandas last night in Chippewa Youth Baseball 4-3. But Cooper got his first ever hit playing in baseball, so I'm very proud of him. So, great job. Great job, River Bandits. You guys had a lot of fun out there.
The Trash Pandits?
The Trash Pandas.
Pandas. The Trash Pandas.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what that is, but they had some good pitching.
All right, very
that
good.
Cooper got a hit off of.
Yeah, nice one, Coop. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy, what do you think?
Exercise or workout.
Exercise or workout, only 15% of us.
Could that be what's surprising? That's not it, sorry, Tammy.
But it could be very accurate.
Yeah. We'll take a few more calls. How about three more? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake.
All right, Todd.
Dominating this competition today.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to go with 15% of people drive the speed limit.
And the rest of us go over or maybe under.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer.
It's
not the right
answer,
but it's a great one. So. And you know what? Maybe we're going to stop earlier because we had more callers, but some of them just they walked away.
Tuesday Trivia, try number three here on WWIB, 715-723-2555. We have a three-disc set from Maverick City Music to give you, along with a wonderful, comfy T-shirt that says Finish Strong on it, size medium. We're pretty sure it's from Danny Gokey, actually. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, we want to give both of those to you. If you can solve this, no one has in our first two tries. Maybe the third one is the charm. 715-723-2555. The question is as follows. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do what? Surprisingly, about 15% of us do this. 715-723-2555. We've heard from Eau Claire, Menominee, Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Fall Creek, Durand, and Wausau, but none of those communities has come up with the right answer yet. So maybe you're from a different area. Maybe you want to represent one of those cities and say, hey, let's get this done.
I don't know that anybody's even come very close yet.
Not really.
Yeah. So anyhow, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We had a good mix of young and old, kids and adults earlier. So at this time, everybody's shy.
Here are some of the incorrect answers we have so far. Again, the question, surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. It's not flossing, doing their own taxes, just using mouthwash instead of brushing their teeth. It's not driving a stick shift, changing your own oil, planning for retirement, taking a nap at work, using a laundromat, giving yourself a pep talk in the morning, exercising or working out, or driving the speed limit. All incorrect. Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. What could it be?
We also gave these free spaces earlier. It's not eating, it's not brushing your teeth after eating breakfast, and it's not drinking orange juice after brushing your teeth. So there you go. 723-2555. I think everybody's at work and school.
Well, here's someone giving us a call. Again, 723-2555 if you want a chance to win here on Tuesday Trivia.
We always need that brave first soul. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Callie, and I'm calling from Menominee.
Hey, Callie, what do you think?
Is it brushing your teeth before breakfast?
Brushing your teeth before breakfast.
That's kind of what we said. It's not, so you can get a bonus guess.
Oh, I thought you said it was brushing your teeth after breakfast. Okay.
We weren't being that clever to give a clue. We weren't. So go ahead.
Oh, darn. Okay. oh, gosh. You know, water ski. I'm not sure.
Okay. We'll try again.
Go ahead. Call us back, Callie.
55. We were just trying to have some fun to give some initial ones. But, yeah, I think we got Roy on the line. Is it Roy in Eau Claire?
Yes, sir.
All right, Roy, what do you think?
Okay, we're going to say... Skipping breakfast.
And that is not it, Roy. Sorry about that.
Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. And let's emphasize the surprisingly.
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with breakfast.
Yeah, it really doesn't. We'll just throw that out
but
there,
But I guess
too.
It does. Yeah. Go ahead. We'll save that hint for another time. Hi.
I was just about to bust out laughing
Good
a bit.
Morning. Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy from Ojibwa. Okay,
hey.
I'm way out of the box. Is it chewing their fingernails?
Is it chewing their fingernails? Thinking out of the box, Roxy from Ojibwa. No.
That's not it, but thanks.
Thank you, Roxy.
That's probably as close as anybody so far, though.
Surprisingly, about 15% of Americans do this. Do what? 715-723-2555.
You're kind of guessed out this morning, Caleb.
Yeah, did we stump you with us already on a Tuesday trivia? Maybe. And then it becomes when it Wednesday because we've got to figure this out collectively.
We will bring it back tomorrow morning after 7:15. Remember, on when it Wednesday, we start earlier. We don't wait till 7:45. We get those really early birds.
So think about this again. Mm-hmm. Ponder this. And we will hopefully get it figured out tomorrow.